Well, the point is that, you know, when you are talking about an economy that is in rebound, there are specific milestones or indices that you look at. You look at the stock exchange or the bourse, and you see that a lot of companies, several local companies that are quoted on stock exchange, they've lost their prices, their share prices have gone down. There is a lack of confidence in the stock exchange, which means a couple of billions of dollars have been lost out, which means that there is very little confidence in the investment. And secondly, when you are looking at the nature of inflation, there is some kind of deflation, and the price index and the consumer basket is said to have gone down because inflation has gone down simply because prices have gone down because consumption has gone down. So when a nation is not consuming, I do not understand how a basic economist can say that the economy is on the rebound. It is misinformation, really.
But when we look at the policies that Minister Bima says are working, is there any kind of indication that the policies are working at all?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about indigenization, obviously there's no such thing, because economic policies that are working can never have an immediate impact. Of course, I mean, Bima would say that he imposed a number of tariffs on certain goods that are imported into the country, consumer goods or grocery goods, which means that technically speaking, there can be a re-injection of vitality in the local manufacturing industry to compensate for the imported goods. But that is very significant. If you get into the supermarket, I think still about 60% of the goods are still imported from South Africa. So I don't know which kind of a rebound is talking about. Indigenization is a no-no. My gripe with Patrick Joao's indigenization model is that it's a redistributive policy. It does not create wealth. It takes wealth from one person and gives it to another person. So that is not creating wealth. That is merely distributing. So again, I don't agree with them.
The power cuts that have been introduced, reducing power supply to about 6 hours, are they having any negative impact on the economy?
Well, you mentioned a very good point that if you are talking about an economy that is already operating at 36% capacity, production capacity, with a power scenario that is almost 50% down, so it is impossible to see how any basic economist, even a first year, a student of economics, would associate the decline of power production with also the decline of economy. I mean, when the big fertilizer company closes down because there is no electricity, I do not see how else that can contribute to the growth rate. So you are right. If you do your calculations correctly, the massive amount of power outages, the extended hours of power cuts, means that the industry has stopped producing. So that really means that all the ministers of ZANU-PF talking about an economy that on the rebound, instead of looking through the glass, they are looking at a mirror, and they are only seeing an image of the mirror.